これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Hi Jeff, I have a favor to ask. Can you please give this book to Joan?
Sure, no problem.I will give it to her tonight when I get home.
Thank you. I am lucky that she has such a nice brother.
I think that our mother would agree with you.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
My 4-year-old son gave me a present on Mother's Day.
That's so nice of him. Did he give you some flowers or something like that?
Well, he gave me a paper crane that he made for me. I was happy that he thought about how he could make his mom happy.
I envy you for having such a wonderful son.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 37.
Bye. See you later.
You should take your umbrella.
Why? It's such a nice sunny day.
The weather forecast says that it's going to rain in the afternoon.
Oh, that's okay. I have a hood on my jacket, so I'll just wear it if it rains.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 38.
How do you find the new library?
I like it. It has lots of books and rooms for group work.
But don't you think it could be noisy when it gets crowded?
There are also some quiet rooms for students who want to just read books.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 39.
What's your plan for this winter vacation?
I don't know yet. It all depends on the English exam next week.
What do you mean?
If I don't pass the exam, my parents won't allow me to go on a trip.
Oh, good luck with it then.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
That was a great dinner. I'm absolutely full.
Thanks. I'm glad you liked what I cooked.
I didn't know you were so good at cooking.
Well, I used to help my mother cook. That's how I learned.
No wonder you are so good.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
I'd like to return this book and check these books out. Here's my library card.
One moment, please. Oh, it appears you have a late fee.
Really? How much do I owe?
$2 for 2 days overdue. The book was due the day before yesterday.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Question 41. What is the man's problem? Conversation 42.
My sister has just gotten back from Boston.
Oh, was it a business trip or was she on vacation?
No, she was there to run in the Boston Marathon.
Wow, that's really something.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct?
Conversation 43.
Oh, you had your hair cut. I like it. You look younger with short hair.
I'm glad to hear that. My sister says short hair is old-fashioned.
I don't think so. It's also much easier to take care of and faster to dry.
That's true. I usually take a shower in the morning, and I don't want to spend much time drying my hair.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 44.
That was a long walk to the train station. We need to get something to drink.
I have water. That's the best thing for your body.
I know, but I really feel like drinking orange juice.
Orange juice? They must have it in that convenience store over there.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
What are you going to major in at college?
I want to be an English teacher, so I'm going to major in English. How about you?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but my father wants me to study medicine.
Oh, that makes sense. He wants you to be a doctor, just like he is.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
Did you get your computer fixed?
I've decided to buy a new one.
Why?
The repair shop recommended that I buy a new one. The broken one was just too old.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
I have been watching old movies in English.
Why? I think the movies now are much better than the old ones.
I agree, but I'm using the old movies to study English.
Oh, I see. The actors in those movies are easier to understand.
Yes, they speak more slowly and more clearly.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Hi, Ariana. Do you have any plans for this weekend?
Not really. I'll probably stay home and practice playing my guitar on Sunday.
Well, we're going swimming on Saturday, if you're interested.
Sure. It would be nice to get some exercise.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
Mike, where does your brother live?
He lives in Chicago. He works as a lawyer.
Do you sometimes visit him there?
Yeah, I go see him once a year during the summer vacation.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
I just heard from Susan that your birthday is tomorrow.
I told her not to tell anyone. I didn't want anyone to know.
Well, she's telling everyone to say happy birthday to you.
Everyone? Why would she do that?
She's your friend, and she wants you to have a wonderful day.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct?
Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Okay, class. Now, who can tell me what I asked you to bring to each lesson?
Our textbook, right?
Yes. Please bring the book to each class.
Also, the iPad?
Of course. We'll use that every day. Don't forget to charge the battery.
You also said to bring a notebook, didn't you?
That one is optional. You may take notes on your iPad if you wish.
Oh, I see. That makes sense, and it's easier.
Question 51. Which items must the students bring to each class? Question 52. According to the conversation, what will the man probably do? Long conversation 2.
That's a beautiful painting, Matthew.
Thank you. I painted it in high school during a family vacation.
So the circle in the middle is the sun, right?
Actually, that's the moon.
I see. And is that the ocean below it?
No. Those are mountains.
Ah, yes. I see that now. And this part here is a butterfly, isn't it?
In fact, that's a moth. Here, let me show you a sketch I drew while studying abroad in college.
Question 53. Which title has the man probably given to his painting? Question 54. When did the man paint the painting?
Long conversation 3.
Hi, Michiko.
Hi, Todd. What's new?
Well, Christmas is almost here. It's my favorite day of the year.
I like it a lot, too. Christmas Day in the U.S. must be quite different from Christmas in Japan.
Yes, that's true. People in the U.S. don't go to work on Christmas Day. They spend it with their family at home. They usually exchange gifts and eat delicious meals. But honestly speaking, I don't know much about Christmas in Japan.
In Japan, Christmas is usually celebrated with friends or by couples. They like to enjoy it by going out to dinner together. One interesting thing is, it's common for people to eat fried chicken for Christmas in Japan.
Fried chicken? Really?
Yes. People place orders for their chicken weeks before Christmas Day. It's a unique Japanese trend.
Question 55. What is this conversation mainly about? Question 56. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 4.
Did I tell you my family is thinking about getting a dog?
That's great! Dogs are so cute!
We don't know whether to get a small dog or a medium-sized dog.
Well, we have two very small dogs. Sometimes small dogs can bark loudly, but they are really friendly.
I heard that medium-sized dogs need a lot of exercise.
Well, every dog is a little different. It's true that medium-sized dogs need to be walked every day. Some people say that small dogs have to be walked for only 20 minutes a day. But actually, it depends on the dog.
How often do you walk your dogs?
I walk them once a day for no more than 45 minutes.
Question 57. Which one of the statements is correct? Question 58. What does the woman say about dogs?
それでは、リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では、3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には、問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して、2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
One teen's journey towards a healthier lifestyle is a great example of how anyone can make a change if they set their mind to it. When Michael Watson was in his first year at McKinley High School in Canton, Ohio, in the United States, he was bullied for being overweight. The teen was 180 centimeters tall and weighed 150 kilograms. He says he had no self-confidence at that time. After realizing that he had had enough, Michael decided to make a change. As a way of getting healthier, Michael started walking the 20-minute distance to and from his school every day. Additionally, Michael started to eat healthier food. He said that it was difficult because he worked at a fast food restaurant after school. It has been a little over 2 years since Michael started walking to school, and now he looks almost totally different. He is 52 kilograms lighter and full of confidence. Michael's high school teachers are so proud of his change. They included his story on their school's Facebook page. One teacher said that he believes Michael's decision to live a healthier lifestyle and to stay with it will influence other students to make changes as well. Michael will graduate from high school next month. He is planning to follow his dream of being an actor. He hopes that his story will inspire other people to take control of their own lives.
Question 59. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 60. Which one of the statements about Michael Watson is correct? Monologue 2.
Synchronized swimming is one of the official sports of the Summer Olympic Games. It was known as water ballet when it first started. The first water ballet clubs started around 1891 when the first competition took place in Berlin, Germany. In 1907, Annette Kellerman, an Australian woman, was performing in a glass tank in New York. She caught the attention of the Americans and became known as the underwater ballerina. 10 years later, Kay Curtis, a well-known American female swimmer and a swimming coach, created the first American water ballet club at the University of Chicago. Then, she began to train female swimmers to perform floating formations and underwater actions to music. Her students were called the Kay Curtis Modern Mermaids. Her team of 30 girls performed at the World's Fair in Chicago in 1933 and 1934. This is where the term synchronized swimming was first used by the announcer at the performance. The American synchronized swimmers demonstrated the sport at the Summer Olympic Games in Rome, Italy, in 1960. But it didn't become an official Olympic sport until 1984 at the Olympic Games held in Los Angeles. It changed its name to artistic swimming in 2017. Alongside rhythmic gymnastics, it is the only exclusively female Olympic sport.
Question 61. Where was Annette Kellerman from? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 3.
International Mother Language Day is celebrated on the 21st of February every year. This day reminds us of the many different languages that exist in the world. Many languages are spoken in the world, although English is the most spoken language by non-native speakers. Non-native speakers are people who learn a language as their second or foreign language. Did you know that there are over 7,000 languages spoken in the world? However, only 5% of those languages are used on the internet. The languages most used on the internet are English, Russian, and German. Chinese, Spanish, English, Arabic, and Hindi are the most spoken languages around the world. Among the languages in the world, some even have no written form. For example, some languages in Africa only got to have their first written texts in recent years. Many languages that are spoken worldwide only have a few speakers. Languages with only a few speakers are found mostly in Oceania, Southern Asia, Africa, and the Amazon region in South America. In fact, one language disappears every 2 weeks in the world, as the language is not used anymore.
Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。